Grace, the lessons on grace. We'll sit down in a few minutes. Get your paper, whatever you want. The lesson on grace, the lessons on meditation. We will go to the lesson on praying in the Spirit. Those are powerful, powerful, powerful time and timing that we need to have going on. That was another one that I know that the Lord's going to bring up. We're going back, not going back over grace. We're going to grace, because not much was taught about grace, because we Baptists didn't understand it, or we Word of Faith didn't understand it, we Charismatic didn't understand it. That if think about it, everything already done. Look how y'all respond. Because you don't believe it. You don't have enough in you to really believe it like you should. But everything, every opposition, every problem you have is already solved. You got to come to the point where you hate sickness and stop being friendful with it. And you don't supposed to be on my body. And my pocketbook don't supposed to be empty. See, you follow what I'm saying? And so as we partake of his grace, and there's something I'm going to teach on meditation tonight that will take us some places we need to go. Let me go back over from Sunday in the Passion, Ephesians 4:11. Go to it. I want you to go back there, because it's Ephesians 4:11, because it, my first time, see, it showed me so much that the Lord is aiming to do now. Ephesians 4:11, how, where you should be as a Christian, how powerful you should be as a Christian without nobody laying hands on you as a Christian. Come on, y'all. See, y'all ready for that hand. And that's the time you lay hand. A lady come here. I had no idea. She came here because they found out that when I lay hand on people, they get pregnant. And she's sitting there. I don't know nothing about it. That day I called. Oh, everybody want to get pregnant. Come on. I didn't know. Nobody told me she was here. But God know how to meet you. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times he shocked me, you know. Man, why would I call the minister thing about pregnancy now? What is this? What I'm doing? But that's the way he works. So Ephesians 4:11, Acts 20:28, I think it is. The apostle, before he left a city, trained ministers how they should carry themselves and how they should train the people. And so we're in the apostolic mode now, in a prophetic mode of training and developing. I know a lot of y'all have grown a whole lot. A lot of things we've gone through. We have. Have mercy on them children by their Lord. Let me leave them alone. Have mercy. I sure don't want him alone. Halimokata. No. Every. Verse 11, I'm in the Passion Bible, and I want you to know, I'm going to stop some time here. It's not what I'm teaching, but I'm going to stop some time here. I want you on the bus. I want you on the plane. All right, on the jet. All right. Because she's taking off.
Yes, sir.
I got to really get all my, I don't know how many churches I got under me. I don't know how many ministers I got. I mean, there's quite a few. They're not doing like I want them to do. They're still preaching their own little messages. And their church is not going to be ready. They should be. Now, you got some of them really preaching, following their clothes, grace, and they're doing, that's powerful, putting something on the people. All right, the 11th verse says, and he has appointed some with grace, you see that, to be apostles. So that's grace right there, right?
Yes.
Some with grace to be prophet, and some with grace to be evangelist. Well, the evangelists don't have the grace that the prophet had. And some with grace to be pastor. The pastor don't have it. I've been pastor for a long time. We think the pastor was the top line. No, he's not. He's under somebody. But most pastors don't want to be under nobody. Because I'm the head of the flock. But spiritually, they're missing a lot of turns that need to be made. All right? Now, he's saying some with grace to be teachers. You see that? Now, and their calling is to nurture what? Talk about in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And prepare.
Yes, sir.
All the holy believers.
Uh-huh.
To do their own works of ministry.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
That's why we don't have much witnessing. I got a lot of members that never started witnessing yet. They don't know what to do. They don't know about no witnessing. Mind your own business. Damn, I ain't going to ask nobody that might sack me out. But that's your assignment. Your apostle, your pastor, do it every day. I'm looking for somebody. Not a day past. I don't look. I'm looking for somebody.
Yes, sir.
Church don't know about no witnesses.
No, sir.
Church too busy trying to get prosperity.
Yes,
and the witness didn't bring the prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it does. Wow. Y'all listen to me a few minutes.
Yes,
now.
Yes,
this is a sermon here, Lord. I tell you. And now the 12th verse in their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. Look at verse 13. These grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed, look at that, in the abundance of Christ. And then, our immaturity will end.
Mm-hmm.
And the church at large is immature.
That's right. Yes.
Now, because we knew 13 scriptures, we think we're real mature. You know, I'll quote the scripture to you. Yeah, what's your life quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your wife quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your husband quoting?
Yes, sir.
What's your children quoting? Them children. How old are them children back there?
19.
What are they doing? They have a program? What is it?
They teach it. I think my 12
Any minute, they might be shut down. Any minute. I've been like this all my life, all my ministry. I follow the Holy Spirit. You know, people got direction, but the Holy Spirit tell me to do something. I may miss it, but I'm going to swing it.
Yes, sir.
And then our immaturity will end. We will not be easily shaken by trouble. Isn't that something? Listen to that. Nor led astray by novel teaching,
yes,
or by false doctrine of deceivers. Two things, novel teaching. What is novel teaching? They're teaching the same thing over and over.
Yes, sir.
Then the doctrine of the deceiver who teach clever lies.
Clever.
And there's a word dancing in here right now called discernment.
Yes, sir.
As you mature, you become more of a discerner.
Yes, that's good.
And the nicest person in the world can be talking to you and talking in the nicest scripture and the nicest outline, and the corner go, I'm not going no further with you. That's what I want you to be trained. Because a name big, it don't mean nothing but no big name. Teach clever lies. Why clever lies? But instead, we remain strong and always sincere in our love as we expect to express the truth. All our direction and ministry will flow from Christ, lead us into deeper into Him, the anointed head of His body, the church. In verse 16, for this body has been formed in His image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one, and every member has been given divine gifts. That's you. To contribute to the growth of all, and as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. Powerful, man. Now, from Joshua 1:8, Father, we thank you for the night. We thank you that your word will come clear, and that we thank you for every person who permits you to lead them here tonight, in person and online. Holy Spirit, we, to the gifts, to the fruits, to the administration, to the operation, we submit to you tonight, whatever way you want to train us and make us more matured in the spirit. We thank you for the assignment. We need help, and we thank you for the help. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to read one or two scriptures. Sit down so you can write a note.